Hey everyone, welcome to Behind the Musical. I'm Christopher Ewing here on the Theater Channel as well as on KSJ Radio. And as promised, this is part two to a feature that we did with Karen Sokolov-Javich, who is the lyricist and the songwriter for the music for Princess Diana the Musical. And with us is her writing partner who helped write the script with her. It is Miss Elaine Jibenis. And Miss Elaine, are you there?
I'm right here, honey.
And hello, how are you? Well, you know, first of all, you know, I am just so thrilled to speak with you. As Karen mentioned in our previous episode, and normally I would never address a woman's age, but Karen outed you, so you have to blame it on Karen. She mentioned that you are 100 years young. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, you know, Miss Elaine had asked that I call her Elaine, and I said, well, no, because I was calling her Miss Jibenis first, and so I said, well, no, how about if we compromise and I'll call you Miss Elaine? I just feel as though that, you know, we must give respect where respect is due, and I don't say it because I consider you old. I consider you just a remarkable, remarkable woman, and I just feel like you just kind of deserve that respect. So anyway, so I'm going to call you Miss Elaine throughout this episode.
No.
You know, and I really have to ask you, before we get into Princess Diana the Musical, you know, I just want to ask you, what is the key to making it to 100?
You know what? I didn't even realize I had reached it. I just kept on keeping on and having fun and doing every kind of theater I could do. And I loved theater on stage probably more than anything else. Mm. But anyway, in so doing, time went on, honey. And
there you go. That's great. That's great. Well, you know, Miss Elaine, kind of take us back. You know, where did this, you know, this ability to write a script for an incredible musical? I mean, were you always into theater? Did you go to the theater a lot when you were a little girl and stuff like that, or what?
I always loved theater. Probably I loved being on the stage more than anything. Mm. But that perhaps is the most wonderful place to be, because when you're there, you become what you want to be, mm-hmm, at that moment, and you don't have that kind of thing when you're just talking.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, and I'm not doing anything at all, am I?
Now, did you do a lot of acting on the stage?
Oh, gosh. Honey, I've forgotten all the names. There's so many of them.
Wait, can I interject?
Sure, sure. This is Karen Sokolov-Javich, who, as you know.
Uh-huh. But I want to tell you, she is a phenomenal actress. She won every award in Omaha that you can win. And you started out, Elaine, you met Rex Harrison in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did.
And he told you to go on stage, didn't he?
Yeah, he said I should go on any place where I could use my voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, my voice is so terrible today.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
That's amazing. Rex Harrison.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
He kept saying, you've got to do something with that voice. And I've got the picture on my in my office. And every time I look at it, I said to myself, why don't you speak louder?
Oh, wow. Well, you are obviously one fair lady, at least in his eyes. That was great.
That's true.
And then, and so then you just continued to act through the years and things like that?
That's right. Things like that.
Wow. How did you meet Karen? How did you guys cross paths and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I tried to hide away from her, but you know how it is.
Not me. She caught.
So bushy. What could I do?
That's all right.
Wait, Christopher, I have to tell you, she was friends with my mom and dad. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Elaine was such a great actor. She had the Miss Daisy, Driving Miss Daisy. She was Miss Daisy.
Okay.
At the Omaha Community Playhouse, which is what, the biggest playhouse in the country, or what?
It is in the country, the largest in the country.
The largest. So she had the lead. So, of course, I went to see her as the lead. Just phenomenal. Mm. I think she was better than who played it in the movie, Lane. Jessica, I forgot her name.
Yeah.
I tried to tell him. They just didn't pay attention. People.
It was a Jessica Tandy, wasn't it? Wasn't that who it was, Jessica Tandy?
Yeah, that was it. Jessica
Tandy.
Yeah.
Wow. I've had a wonderful life, and I've had a wonderful time, and I've got a darling friend.
Yes, yes.
Sitting right beside here. She's laughing too.
I'm writing, Christopher, generation to generation, my first musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered Elaine. Well, I knew she could write. She had written two books before, right, Lainey? Fashion books.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She was in the fashion industry.
Wow.
So I contacted her to do this musical with me, and she was thrilled.
So what did you think, Miss Elaine, when Karen came to you and said, hey, you know, I want to write this musical about Princess Diana?
I was delighted, really, because I was very turned on to Princess Diana,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of life she was having. And I just really paid attention
mm-hmm.
to that particular character. I don't do it with everybody, but when you have something that really has something different and very special and very commuting, she really reaches you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I loved about it.
Yeah, Karen had mentioned that, Karen's a night owl. You know, she likes to stay up late and do a lot of work and things like that. She said you were much like her as well. You were kind of a night owl, too. And so you'd call late at night and say, oh, I've got this great idea for this, and I think we could write this and put this in it. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Oh, yes. There's nothing going on late at night until we get up on our feet.
The creative juices start flowing then, huh?
Oh, yeah, we have fun. We have a lot of fun. We still do.
Well, I have to ask you, what's your favorite song in Princess Diana the musical?
Mm. Oh, God, I love those songs.
You know, There Was a Time, or He's Such a Man, or...
There Was a Time. Yeah. That really was very touching.
Well, so that everybody listening understands just how incredible some of the music and just how this whole musical is just such an awesome, awesome production, we're going to hear that song right now. This is There Was a Time from Princess Diana the Musical, written by Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Miss Elaine Jibenis.
There was a time when all I wanted was to hold you and kiss you and never let you go. There was a time when all I wanted was to touch you and love you and feel you around me so.
Just don't know.
Or was it some?
Or did I marry her
when I first knew?
Just for show.
And the colors of fall.
Had I given her half the chance?
When I first gazed.
Could we have had our romance?
Or had spree?
Could we have danced?
We
different dance.
There was a time.
I don't think so. I just don't know. Forgive me, Diana.
There was a time.
Did I ever love her?
All I needed was to
I don't
love
think
you.
So.
Think
I just don't
you.
Know.
And all
what kind of man. I tried my best.
Not so very long ago.
I guess I know the forgive me so. Please forgive me so. I just don't know.
Karen, that is such a great song that you wrote. It is just amazing. Now, Karen, you wrote all the music, from what I understand, and then Miss Elaine, you and her together came up with the script for the musical. Is that right?
I guess that's right.
Gotcha. Correct. And the orchestration was done really just fabulously by the late Chuck Pennington, who was with the group Mannheim Steamroller, which is really just a great team that all of you put together to make this musical, as well as some of the other great productions you've done, Karen. Miss Elaine, I want to kind of go back a bit and talk about how you have seen theater change maybe over the years. Have you kind of seen how theater has changed over the years since, you know, maybe back when you first started in theater?
I think it's changing all the time. I think it not only changes by the script that is written, but when the actor gets on the stage and begins at a different kind of feeling and a more stirring, I think they feel like they've seen a different show.
Interesting. What do you think about some of the more recent productions that are on the stage now? You don't necessarily have to mention any names of some of the productions, but just productions that are going on now compared to some of the productions that were done, you know, a number of years ago. What kind of changes have you seen, and how do you feel about some of the changes that have taken place on the stage?
Well, you know, there's not as much changing because of the problem of not being able to be visual. So often we have to go on and then somebody else takes over.
Well, one thing she told me before when we were doing Princess Diana, you know, a long time ago, people were able to sit still longer, you know, Christopher, and musicals were longer on stage. And we discussed the fact that people can't sit as long as they used to because they're used to everything's fast now, and attention span is less. So we had to cut our musical quite a bit so it wouldn't be as long.
Isn't that interesting?
That's right. Yeah. She knows everything.
So I learned that from my mentor.
Yeah,
Elaine
right.
Sabanis.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. You know, that's really interesting, though, because, yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays everything is fast. We've got cell phones and microwave ovens and, you know, just everything
is. Right.
So that's really interesting how over the years productions had to be kind of tailored to the audience's attention span, like you say. It's really interesting. Very interesting.
I wanted to interrupt you for a second. You know, you're on the radio now. Well, guess who else was on the radio? What were the years, Lainey? 1950s?
Yeah.
In Omaha, and do you know who she worked with in Omaha?
Ooh, boy. Well, I could guess, but I'd probably be wrong. But I know one person who was originally from Omaha was Johnny Carson, but that's the only person that I know from that was
famous.
Well,
I guess I don't have to give you information. You already know who it is.
Were you on with Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson was absolutely remarkable.
Oh,
he
wow.
He was my buddy.
Oh my gosh!
We started.
Do tell. How did you guys meet? How did that come together?
We both got a job at a radio station, and it was almost the same day.
Whoa.
And it was amazing. And then I don't know, we kind of got along wonderfully and had a lot of fun. And he was a kind of a guy that made you laugh every time he opened his mouth. They're just no such thing as being a straight, you know, deliverer.
That's neat. That is so
I
neat.
I'm laughing because some of the best things were so corny and so wonderful that people just started eating us up.
Wow.
They thought we were different people.
Oh, how neat. So did you guys have like a little comedy team, like a little routine or something that you do, or?
Well, just when we talk, honey, just when we talk to each other,
uh-huh.
we would always tell silly things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was wonderful.
But wow. Christopher, she has this great picture of Johnny Carson hugging her in her office.
How precious. How precious. You know, and I think that's kind of one of the things that I think is kind of lost nowadays is kind of how creative you had to be back then in the radio days, because you didn't have visuals really to go by, number one. And so you really had to really be entertaining and engaging. You couldn't just kind of throw a bunch of visuals at people and keep their attention that way. You really had to know your stuff and be very, very engaging on the air.
No doubt about it, honey. That is exactly what had to happen. But you know, I love that feeling when I step out on the stage. I suddenly became whatever that particular actress was supposed to be. And I that's why I loved it so much, because you were on your own. But oh gosh, it was such a great feeling.
Wow. Now, were you always like that, Miss Elaine? Like when you were a little girl, did you just come up with, you know, characters? Did you put on like little plays for your family in the living room and things like that?
I dance.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
It was fun.
Wow.
I'm feeling, Christopher, I want to tell you, she's too shy to tell you, but her first audition in Omaha, okay, after Rex Harrison told her to be on stage, she has a great voice, she auditioned for, was it Father of the Bride, Lainey?
Yeah.
Father of the Bride at the Omaha Community Playhouse. Her first audition, and guess what? She was the bride.
Wow.
She main part.
Wow. Wow, wow.
It was.
You know, and this is going to be really vague, such a vague question. I know it might even be hard to answer, Miss Elaine, but what are some of your really just most fondest memories of, you know, being in the arts, whether it was on the stage or on radio and things like that? I mean, you know, you've got a really wonderful, cherished memory with Johnny Carson and stuff like that in radio, and then Rex Harrison and stuff like that. I mean, do you have a real favorite time or moment that really just is one of the things you'll never forget?
I always was on radio and did a lot of talking there, but once I got on stage, it was an altogether different feeling. Oh my gosh, what mm-hmm. was different? You began to actually become that person, and I like that person better than I like me, so that worked out.
Yeah. Now, did you write many plays and musicals and things like that, or was Princess Diana the musical your first one?
No, I did quite a few.
Hmm.
But
we did Generation together before
that's
Princess
right.
Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Right. And Karen is absolutely remarkable. I can't explain
yes,
her
she is.
Enough. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, it just seems like it's lightning in the bottle between the two of you. I mean, Karen is just amazing when it comes to writing these songs. I mean, Karen and I have talked about this ad nauseum. I mean, I've often said, I don't know how your brain works, Karen. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, for people listening, if you haven't had a chance to see her play, really, because it's really, just has one song in it, but Rachel and Ruthie, oh my gosh. That is just, you know, that's a whole other thing. I it's funny, I text Karen the other day, Miss Elaine and I, because I hadn't seen Rachel and Ruthie before. And so when I'm sitting there watching it, I'm about 7 minutes in and I'm bawling. I'm just bawling like a baby because I knew the story. She had told me what the story is about, but I was not prepared for how incredible she put that together. And I text her while I was watching it. I said, I'm so mad at you. I said, I'm crying like a baby. Well, I'm watching Rachel and Ruthie. So, yeah, I mean, Karen is just amazing. She is really just amazing. And I think it's great that the two of you were able to connect and cross paths because, you know, what you've put together with Princess Diana the musical is really just so incredible. I mean, really.
Well, thank you for that, especially for Karen. But I would listen to her, what she's saying, what she's doing, and I begin to think, I like that. I want to do that show. Yeah. She got stuck with that bad.
The best thing in my life was I got stuck with Elaine.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, that is so great. Well, I have to ask you, Miss Elaine, what's next?
Yeah, what's next? That is a very good question.
She's working on something.
Ooh.
Christopher. Your book, Lainey.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, is she keeping it a secret? That's all right.
Oh, yes. Very secret.
Okay.
Between secretive.
Wow.
But we love the sound of words. We love the sound of music.
Yes.
We love the sound of applause. We get all the good stuff, honey.
There you go. There you go. Well, this has just been so special to be able to visit with you, Miss Elaine, and just to be able to just really just kind of hear all that's kind of gone into your career over the years and things like that. And, you know, you're not done yet. You know, you're not going to, you know, let age get in the way here. At 100 years old, you're still going strong. And that is just so incredible. We've been speaking with Miss Elaine Jibenis, along with Karen Sokolov-Javich, who together wrote Princess Diana the Musical. And Miss Elaine, we're going to play a song as we kind of close here. What should we play? What song would you want to hear from the musical?
She's a star.
She's a star.
She's a star.
You know that one?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And many of those who love Princess Diana the Musical know it too. And this is appropriate because you are a star. You are absolutely a star. And it's really just been a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Thanks, Christopher. We love you.
Right back at you guys.
Two girls and they both love you. Oh, my.
And I'm still single. How does that work? There you go.
She's a star.
She's a star.
She's a star.
We never expected this enormous
star. I'm a star.
She's a star.
Don't wanna be a star.
She's a star.
Didn't ask me a star.
She's a star.
What should I do?
I didn't desire
she's
this, aspire to this, get hired
she's
for this.
A star.
I only wanted to make
she's
him proud, not
star.
Speak aloud, just do
she's
my job.
A star.
She only whines
she's
to me, cries to me, and sighs
she's
to me.
A star.
I thought she'd need me
she's
less, try and do her best, not be
she's
a pest.
A star.
That's enough talk of Diana. The only one who matters is William. He's the future king of England. The heir to the monarchy.
To the monarchy. To the monarchy.
She's more than a star. She's a phenomenon.
She's a phenomenon.
Didn't I tell you?
A phenomenon.
See, I told you.
Never seen anyone as big as Monty Python.
A phenomenon.
She's a royal show.
A phenomenon.
Out of control.
A phenomenon.
Bigger than Jackie O. Oh, oh, a phenomenon.
She relates to the common man. She understands and holds her hand.
They'll follow her any place just to see her face. What a disgrace.
They continually call her name. She plays their game.
I'm going insane. I only wanted a wife. Didn't ask for strife.
She's larger than life.
That's enough. No more talk of Diana. The only thing that matters to me
is Prince William and his future sibling.
I don't want to hear any more.